Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting week 7 of the 2024 NFL season. And, man, already almost halfway through the season, and it's been real short. Been a really short and quick season, it seems, and this episode is going to be a very short episode, because I am all out of patience. Alright, so, starting off, we have the Lions and the Vikings. Vikings are undefeated. Sam Darnold is doing very well. So, I expect the Vikings to win about, 27-21. Titans, Bills, of course the Bills are going to win, like, 23-9. The Titans have been having a real rough year, and Will Levis hasn't been doing all too well. Dolphins, Colts, the Dolphins are all out of quarterbacks. I don't even know who's starting for them anymore, because all their backups got hurt. Everyone's hurt for them, and so apparently last game, their starting quarterback was, Tyler Huntley. So that's not terrible. But still against the Colts, I think the Colts are going to win 24-21. I mean, Huntley's a Pro Bowler. And Seahawks, Falcons. Seahawks 21-17. Texans, Packers. This is going to be a really good game that I'm going to want to watch. And this is going to be a pretty good high scoring game, but two good defenses, but two really good offenses. I think it's going to be 27-24. Or maybe like 20. I think it's crazy enough to be 28-27. Bengals, Browns. Two terrible teams, but the Bengals, I mean, they just have a better record. They both suck, but I think the Bengals are gonna win 13-9. It's gonna be a terrible game. Eagles, Giants. Giants have been having a rough year. Eagles not doing so well either, but still, I think the Eagles are gonna win by a fair margin, 30-13. Raiders, Rams. I mean, the Rams have struggled, but I mean, they've come close to winning, but with the injuries, that's still rough. But Jordan Whittington is improving. Also, taking some pressure off the Rams secondary because Devontae Adams is gone from the Raiders. He's gone to the Jets. I think the Rams could pull this out. 20-17. Panthers, Commanders, of course. Commanders, they're 4-2. They're doing pretty well, and I think the Commanders are going to be winning 33-10. And the Commanders are first in the NFC East. They're 4-2. They have pretty good Chiefs, 49ers. The 49ers have been on the struggle bus recently. Chiefs are 5-0. I definitely expect that Chiefs to win pretty easily, 27-17. Jets, Steelers. Steelers have, I think they've lost two straight, but they're still doing pretty well. Jets not doing so well. Fired Saleh. So I think the Steelers will win quite low scoring game, 17-13. Ravens, Bucks. This is going to be really good. And a game that deserves Monday Night Football. I think that, this is tough. I think the Ravens are going to win. They've won four straight. And, yeah, I think they're going to end up with the win, a really close, good game. 27-24. And Chargers, Cardinals, It's complicated, but the Cardinals have sucked. The Chargers have been doing okay so far. I think the Chargers are going to win, but pretty close, 21 to 17. Teams on bye to take a guess, that would be the, it's not the Jaguars. I think it's all NFC teams. The Cowboys are getting a bye. And let's see. I'm not checking the schedule. The official NFL schedule, which lists the teams on bye, because that's for intelligent people. Alright, so the Cowboys are on bye. No NFC West teams seem to be on bye. And in terms of NFC North teams, Vikings are playing, Lions are playing, Packers are playing, the Bears are on bye. And so NFC South, Saints played and got destroyed by the Broncos. Bucks played, are playing, Panthers are playing, Falcons are playing, so. Who's on bye, who's left? Let's see. And so, right, the Bills are not on bye. I give up, I have to look. Oh, it is just the Bears and the Cowboys. I thought there were four every week. Anyway, I guess not. See you next week for presumably a longer episode. This was a rarity.